Hi everyone, this is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph. Thank you so much for following my journey to see what God is doing within me as well as within my life. I don't know about you, but I sure look forward to what's to come. Disclaimer, I am not a therapist or counselor. I am only sharing my life story from my perspective, as well as the things in life that have helped me to heal and are still helping me to heal along the path set out in front of me.
Hi, everybody. This is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph, episode 23, the music that soothes my soul and fuels my fire. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Again, like I said before, going along with the music, the quotes, and the poems. So today we're going to look at some songs that have touched my life, motivated me, influenced me, helped me through a bad time. However you want to look at it, these are songs that I love. Okay, so the very first one is called Need You Now, How Many Times by Plum. This song right here is the song that helped me climb up out of my bed after my suicide attempt in 2011 and becoming blind. I have listened to this song so many times in the past 9 years since. When I'm going through hard times, my recent depression, that I was battling hardcore, this is one of the songs that helped to motivate me and keep me going. This song is actually the first song that I ever did any kind of interpretive ballroom dance to. So the very first routine that I ever learned was a beautiful one to this very song. And I do want to let you all know, I do not own the rights to these song lyrics, to these YouTube videos or anything like that. I'm just simply sharing some videos with you from YouTube, some songs from YouTube that just, you know, really help boost me up and make me happy.
You do now. Plum, click enter. A title dash Google Chrome. /412, page has no links. You do now left parent, how many times right parent I will.
A promise made in the dark, lit by a single flame.
Doom.org, donate now, add one
a desperate prayer for guidance, for direction,
but skip
for
sign.
Skip that ad. Here's the song. This is such a beautiful song. Anyone can relate to these lyrics. So as you can tell, that song right there has wonderful song lyrics, and that, I don't know if you've ever watched the movie Dirty Dancing, but that the famous lift where she runs and jumps in his arms, so I actually did that lift in this routine. So my very first lift I learned was that one, and it's so cool. So I'm up in the air, and my dance partner is actually spinning in really fast circles while I'm up in the air. So it's really awesome. All right, the next song. Recovery by James Arthur. I recently found this song, as a matter of fact, after I had checked myself into a mental health facility so that I could get myself the help that I needed back in January of 2020. So the lyrics just say it all in itself.
Untitled-Google Chrome.
And my computer does sometimes take a little bit longer because I'm dealing with, you know, the software I'm using for my
distance.
I really want to do a routine to this song in the dance studio one day, so I'm hoping it works out, because I would love to do a dance to this one.
I don't want to play this game no more. I don't want to play it. I don't want to stay around here no more. I don't want to stay here like rain on a Monday morning. Like pain that just keeps on going.
Okay, so if you haven't heard that whole one yet, James Arthur, Recovery, wow, a powerful song, just so powerful. And I think what it does is it really kind of pushes that fire up underneath you when you're feeling down and you're feeling discouraged. It lights that fire, and that's what I mean, like the ones that fuel my fire, and it kind of motivates you to get up and get out of that sinkhole, because this is my recovery. I get to define this. I get to help me get better. I get to choose not to sit in that and stay in that for the rest of my life. So to me, that song really just fuels my fire and gets me going, and I would love nothing more than to do a routine to that song one day. Oh, Keep Me in the Moment, Jeremy Camp. Okay, so this one is a new one for me as well in the past several months, that are a few months, honestly, that has been kind of one of those songs to help me and remind me where I am. And forgive me if I tear up during this one, because I think this is the song that I feel at this time in my life, that's kind of like the Need You Now song was 9 years ago to me. This song is that to me today. And it reminds me, you know, to stay in the moment, to stay in prayer, and to stay in who I'm meant to be, not to chase after things that I'm not meant to. So such a beautiful, powerful song here.
Untitled-Google Chrome.
Let's see if we'll get lucky and get no commercials.
https://yahoo.me/xp1b.
Smart.
Jeremy Cam.
Okay. Let's see. I have no idea what the video looks like, but I guess I should get my husband to take a look at that one day and tell me.
Untitled-Google Chrome.
stretch of his. So many of us do that. Reconnecting with my family now. Making that change now. Throw away what I'm chasing after, because I don't want to miss what you have for me. Wow. Even in the moment, just makes you want to worship, right? Such a wonderful, powerful song. I would love to sing, dance to that song too. I absolutely love that song. I can't help myself. I play that song and I'm walking around the house and I'm worshiping. And I just, to me, I feel like that's the song that God placed on my heart to remind me and to let me know that he's pulling me back home right now. And honestly, I can't describe my life any other way than I feel like God is calling me home, you know? So, I think that's awesome. And I love that song.
What Scars Are For.
What Scars Are For by Mandisa. I love this song. This is definitely one of those songs that resonated with me after my suicide attempt in 2011. Not only because of the scars from my childhood, the scars that caused me to feel the need to commit suicide. It wasn't just from those scars. It was also the scars that I placed on myself because of choices that I've made in my life. The physical scars, the emotional scars, I mean, all of it. I just, this song is powerful too. And it's one of the ones that helped to remind me what my scars are for.
Lang, overcome, Lang, Lingage, Mandisa, Link Answer. Untitled dash Google Chrome.
So true. Okay, so some people say like battle wounds, you know, whenever they get scars from playing sports and stuff like that. Well, that's what my scars are for. And it literally is a perfect description of him picking me up and pulling me out and like what my life is being used for, what my scars are being used for. And I think that's one of the reasons why when people try to talk to me about fixing my eyes and making it to where I can see again, I shy away from that. It's not something I'm interested in whatsoever, because to me, my blindness is one of the scars that I received, and I'm using those scars to help people. And so to me, that's what all my scars are for, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with showing those and talking about those.
Flag. Overcomer.
Overcomer.
Mandisa.
By Mandisa.
Link HT Enter.
This is also one of those songs that I have kind of leaned on and one of my go-tos on the days where I'm like, you know, I need a reminder. I need to lift me up, that kind of thing. I'll definitely start playing some Mandisa, especially these couple of songs.
Cool. He's my miracle child.
Donate battle 3 violets. Skip ass, but enter. Mandisa special.
This could be anybody. This is all of us, you know? Amen. Yep. Mm-hmm. This is my reminder, you know, don't give up. Yeah. We all have those. We all have those helpless moments. But we are overcomers. And we're not meant to stay down. Such a great song, such a good lift up, you know, when you need one, such a good reminder that we are overcomers.
Flight song. Lingate Mandisa over Flight song, Rachel Platten.
Fight song by Rachel Platten. I have done a dance to this song and it was beautiful.
Lingate to enter. Untitled dash Google Chrome.
I really, really, really love this song, and it reminds me not to give up. It reminds me to fight.
HTTPS. On the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. This is how we should all feel inside. We should all feel empowered inside like this. Yep. Because I still got a lot of fight left in me. Yep. Love that song. Absolutely love it. And it reminds me to never stop fighting. And exactly whenever I was going through my recent depression and I was down so hard, so far down, so deep down, I didn't stop fighting. I got back up and I kept fighting no matter what. And this is one of those beautiful reminders to not give up on yourself.
Stronger, what doesn't kill you?
Stronger, what doesn't kill you? Kelly Clarkson. This one has been one of my faves for a very long time. Very, very long time. She is actually one of my all-time favorite artists. I could probably put like almost every one of her songs on this list right now, but I figured I would just pick one that touches me, one that I go to often.
This year, I'm buying Central
Park. That's not going to let me skip that one. Good, here it comes, thankfully.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I
And I kind of take this, anyone in your life that's hurt you, and that's kind of what I look at this song for, you know. I love this next part right there. Makes the fight of footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over because you're gone. Such a wonderful song. People are going to come and go out of our lives. People are going to be good. People are going to be bad. And I have especially had to learn that one particular lesson over and over and over again in my heart and in my life and in my heart. And so that song is to remind me that what doesn't kill me makes me stronger. And all those people in my life that have hurt me or caused me pain, I am stronger because of them. And I am still just wonderful. And I don't need that negativity. I don't need that toxicity in my life.
Perfect.
Okay, this one is by Pink and it's called Perfect, and there's two versions to this song, so we're going to play the clean version today. This song right here is to remind you that you are perfect the way you are. You are perfect in your own skin, and don't forget that.
Perfect.
I think we all compare ourselves so often, and I think we all need a reminder like this by Pink, you know, just to remind us that we are so special and so perfect in our own skin. No matter what choices you make, you know, so many of us feel this way. See, don't you ever feel like you are less than perfect? Just such a great song in itself. So those are some of my top favorite songs. I can't give them all to you because music is my main go-to, and I could be here for like every day of the year if I was going to share every song with you that I absolutely love. So here are some of my top fave list, and I hope that I have been able to help encourage you and lift you up and help to share an outlet with you that helps me. So everybody, bye. God bless. See you next time. Thanks for watching. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. You are special. You are kind. You are smart. You are wonderful. You are worth it. You are important. To reach out to me, please do so by commenting or emailing from traumatotriumphpcola@gmail.com. God bless you all.